The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madri Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program The Second Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. Today, inshaAllah azzawajal, we will cover more excellences of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an and enlighten our hearts further with his mention and increase his eminence and love that we have in our hearts for him. Indeed, Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an is that personality who is in fact awe-inspiring, who from every perspective, if looked at, will be a leader in every field of excellence. Today, as mentioned earlier, we will touch upon more features and merits of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, insha'Allah azza wa jal, and see what great eminence Allah Almighty blessed him with. But before that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutation upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty will write between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And Allah Almighty will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Such great blessings of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will begin our episode with talking about the generosity and the passion for sacrificing for others of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu an. This is also a unique feature in the seerah of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they prioritize others over themselves. And even the things that they need themselves, they donate it, they sacrifice it for others, and they go through the hardship themselves. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam granted Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu something, to which he said, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please grant this to someone else who needs this more than me, who is in a more dire need of it than me. Upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that O Umar, take this. After that, it's as you wish. You may keep it and you may do its sadaqah. You may give it in sadaqah, in charity. The Prophet ﷺ said further, if such belonging comes to you, which you did not demand, and neither you have a desire for it, then keep it. And what you do not get, do not ask for it. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, his son Sayyiduna Salim radiyallahu anhu, who is the grandson of Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, now he says that this was the reason why my father, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he wouldn't ask for anything from anyone. And if anyone would give him anything without him asking for it, then he wouldn't refuse it. Now this account in its own Dear Viewers of Madani Channel holds many pearls of wisdom for us, many points of admonitory lessons for us. We can see firstly, that when the Prophet ﷺ is granting something to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, he's prioritizing others over himself. And he says that grant this to someone who needs this more than me. Now we can see just over here that something is being granted to you and you prioritize other fellow Muslims over yourself. What great excellence this in its own is. But then the Prophet ﷺ taught further manners in relation to this very aspect as well, that how should we behave in this very matter, that when something comes to you which you did not ask for and you do not desire it either, now keep it. After that, we can do sadaqah of it, we can give it in charity. And then we were further told that what you do not get, do not ask for it. And then his beloved son, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he also followed these instructions and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam throughout his life, where he wouldn't ask anyone for anything. And if someone would give him something which he didn't ask for, he wouldn't refuse it. So this is how we should also behave. This is how our practice should also be in this regard, in this matter, that we shouldn't be asking anyone for anything. But if someone gives us something, then we should keep it. We shouldn't refuse it. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move on to the fear of Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu regarding the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What great level of fear Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had regarding the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written in my destiny. In this relation, we know that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is amongst those fortunate companions who were given the glad tiding of Jannah, of paradise in this world, by the owner of Jannah, by the final messenger of Allah, by the intercessor of Ummah, by the owner of Jannah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. But despite having these glad tidings, he radiallahu anhu did not suffice upon this only. Still, he would remain fearful of the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would remain fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is stated that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the glad tiding of Jannah, then despite this, to find out about the names of the hypocrites and the fitnas, the evils that would arise going forward, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the hypocrites and the evils, the discords that would arise to Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu, he was amongst those fortunate companions to whom the Prophet ﷺ would mention those things which he wouldn't mention to others. So Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu would also keep secrets of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet ﷺ had also mentioned the names of hypocrites to Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu. Now, if we look at this entire situation in its totality, we can see that Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu has been given the glad tiding of paradise by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But despite all this, despite having these glad tidings, he still went to Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu and he asked Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu that, "O Hudhaifa, is my name also included amongst the hypocrites?" Upon this, Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu, he humbly said that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, O the leader of believers, by Allah, you are not from amongst them." Now, again, at this point of time, Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu is Amirul Mu'mineen. And he still goes to Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu and he inquires from him that if his name is also included amongst those who are hypocrites, who are told to Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu that they are hypocrites by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, the glad tiding of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is there, but yet the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of the hidden decree of Allah Almighty is also there. And Sayyidina Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu anhu, he also thought to himself that may it not be the case that this glad tiding keeps me away from performing pious deeds or in any way indulges me in sins, or in the hope of this glad tiding or in the light of this glad tiding, I don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way I should. And then the second perspective of this glad tiding is also that he radiallahu anhu for himself, he had thought that this glad tiding is perhaps conditioned with certain conditions. And to find out about those conditions, to find out about that certainty that he radiallahu anhu is not amongst those hypocrites whose names were mentioned to Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he went and he asked Sayyidina Hudhaifa radiallahu anhu regarding himself whether he's also included in that list or not. This was the pinnacle of humility that could be observed by anyone. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu indeed had that humility, the element of humility. And this was also the fear of Allah Almighty, the fear of hidden decree of Allah Almighty that he had. That despite being the leader of believers, despite having the glad tiding of the Holy Prophet ﷺ of paradise, he still goes to see the Sayyidina Huzaifa, just to clarify if his name is also included among those who are hypocrites. Carrying further the Ayyubiyya Madani channel, we find out that Sayyidina Farooq Azam would also ask little children to pray for him, despite being Amir al-Mu'mineen, despite being so highly ranked in terms of piety. Still, he would ask young children to pray for him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Bureda rahimahullah states that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam would often bring young children, small children, and he would say to them that Ud'u li fa innaka lam taznab ba'du, meaning pray for me because you have not committed a sin yet. This is the mindset of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that he would ask young children to pray for him. At another occasion, it is stated that he radiallahu anhu, he would ask the young children, nabaligh children of Medina, and he would ask them to pray in these words, that pray that Umar is forgiven. You can see the level of fear of Allah Almighty that is instilled in the heart of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was so deeply instilled in the heart of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that he once said to his son Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that after lowering me in my grave, then place my face on the earth in such a way that there's nothing in between my face and the earth. So my face, it is directly on the earth. Nothing hinders in between. This is also an expression of extreme humility and the fear of Allah, the hidden decree of Allah that he possessed. We don't know what is the hidden plan of Allah, the hidden decree of Allah regarding us. How would we pass away in the state of Iman or Ma'adhullah otherwise? We don't know. We should always remain fearful of the hidden decree of Allah Almighty, the hidden plan of Allah Almighty, that what it is regarding us. We should always pray to Allah Almighty that may it be good in our favor, may it be good for us. This is very, very important for us. So this is the personality of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, from this perspective as well, that we're talking about the level of Allah's fear, and in particular, the divine decree of Allah, how much concerned he was in regards to that as well. We should also pay extra caution and focus on this very element as well. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, let's talk about another distinctive feature of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, which was his truthfulness. Subhanallah. A great distinctive feature that he radiallahu anhu possessed, and is something for us to learn from. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah Almighty has established truth upon the tongue and heart of Umar radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. The fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may Allah shower mercy upon Umar. He speaks the truth even if it is bitter. And due to speaking the truth, his state has become such that he does not have any friend. Allahu Akbar. What a great statement of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam this is regarding Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that because of his speaking of truth, his state is such that he's left with no friend. Allahu Akbar. This also shows us that how important it is to speak the truth, and how difficult it is also to stay steadfast upon speaking the truth. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would say the truth even if it was bitter. Even if it was bitter. Allah Almighty had established truth upon the tongue and heart of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Another beautiful narration, David of Madani channel, Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed truth upon the tongue of Umar. So he only speaks the truth. Someone upon whose tongue Allah Almighty places the truth, how can he say something false? He would always speak the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed truth upon the tongue of Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Fadl bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that Umar is with me and I am with Umar. After me, truth will be there where Umar will be. After me, truth will be with Umar. So this is another great excellence that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, saying that Umar is with me, I am with Umar, and after me, Haq, the truth will be with Umar. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said that, O Umar, come close to me. You are from me and I am from you. After me, Haq, the truth will be with you. These were just a few narrations where the Prophet ﷺ mentioned regarding the truthfulness of Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, that how truthful he was. Allah Almighty placed truthfulness upon the tongue of Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu, and the Prophet ﷺ categorically mentioned that after me, truth will be with Umar, subhanallah. The fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, wala mushkil kusha Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, states that we used to say that an angel talks on the tongue of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. And in another narration, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, said that the presumption that us companions of the Prophet had was that an angel speaks on the tongue of Umar. And this was again another great expression stating the greatness of the truthfulness of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu anhu. Again, another narration mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Fazl bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu, who states that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that truthfulness after me will be with Umar wherever he would be. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning the truth will be with Umar after me wherever Umar would be. So this shows, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that what was the level of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu when it came to truthfulness, when it came to talking the truth, speaking the truth, staying with the truth. We need to follow the footsteps of our true legendary heroes like Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu and stick firm to truthfulness, as eventually victory is of truthfulness anyways. The fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, mentions a beautiful narration. He says that once Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu humbly asked in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, please tell me what you saw on the night of ascension, on the night of Mi'raj in paradise. What did you see in paradise on the night of Mi'raj, on the night of ascension? Now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that, O Umar, if I stay amongst you for the time that Nuh alayhi salam stayed amongst his nation, and then I tell you of the observations and the accounts, the incidents of the Jannah, of paradise, still they would not come to end. But O Umar, since you've asked me to tell you about what I saw in paradise, then let me tell you something which I've not told anyone else up until today. You are the only one to whom I'm mentioning this. And it is that I saw a magnificent palace in Jannah, in paradise, whose doorstep is beneath the heavenly ground and its upper part is in the middle of the arsh. And the Prophet ﷺ said that, I asked Jibreel, that, O Jibreel ﷺ, do you know about the palace whose doorstep is beneath the heavenly ground and whose upper part is in the middle of the arsh? And Jibreel ﷺ, he replied that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I do not know about it. Then I asked, O Jibreel, the light of that palace is like the light of sun in this world. At least tell me that who is that person who will eventually reside in it, who will reach it, and who will reside in it. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, only he will live in this palace who speaks the truth, who guides to us the truth, and who does not get angry when someone speaks the truth to him, and he will also pass away upon the truth. Then the Prophet ﷺ said that, I asked him that, O Jibrail, do you know his name? Upon which he humbly responded that, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there is only one person. And then I asked, O Jibrail, who is that person? To which he responded, Umar bin Khattab. Subhanallah. Listening to this, an emotional state overtook Sidra Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, and he fell unconscious on the ground. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hassan radiallahu anhu narrates that after this incident, we never saw Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu smile to the extent that he left this world. Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful account, my dear viewers of Madani channel, where we come to know that who will be the dweller of that heavenly palace, that magnificent heavenly palace, regarding which the Prophet ﷺ told Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. This was one of the observations of the night of Mi'raj, the night of ascension, that the Prophet ﷺ observed. And Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he asked the Prophet ﷺ for mentioning him, what he observed on the night of ascension, on the night of Mi'raj, this is when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this entire account to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. This shows us the greatness of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, and what Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said regarding the excellences of that very individual who will reside in that palace. Who would he be? Prior to mentioning the name, he radiallahu anhu mentioned the traits of that very individual, that what characteristics, what qualities he would possess. And what was that? It was truthfulness. He will speak the truth. He will guide towards truth. And he would also pass away on truth. These were the characteristics that were mentioned regarding the individual who will reside in that very palace. So the traits were mentioned first, and then the name was mentioned. A great lesson for us, dear viewers of Madani channel, from the truthfulness of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu, that if you want to attain an elevated heavenly abode, if you also want the palaces of Jannah, if you also want to attain great ranks in paradise, then adopt truthfulness. No matter what happens, always speak the truth. Stay with the truth. Even if it is bitter, even if it is difficult, stay with the truth. As this is something which we've been commanded for. We need to speak the truth. We need to stay away from lying. This is very, very important for us. And the life, the seerah, the character of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is teaching us, is telling us to abandon lying, stay away from lying, and adopt truthfulness with steadfastness. This was our master, our leader, the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whose excellences we were talking about today. So we started from his generosity, from the passion of sacrificing what he needs for himself, for others, the fear of Allah that he possessed, the fear for the hidden plan of Allah he possessed. And then we talked about his truthfulness as well, that how truthful he was, how he was praised by the Prophet ﷺ regarding his truthfulness, and what a great glad tidings was given regarding the heavenly palace, that who would reside in there, and who that very individual would be. But again, I would reiterate the same point that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam, before mentioning the name of the individual, mentioned the traits of the individual. The traits are important for us to learn. Of course, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the name is also important to remember. But for us, another very important thing is to remember the traits of the individual, i.e. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who will live in the palace. But what were his traits? Truthfulness. Very, very important for us. So let's take this message from today's episode, that we adopt truthfulness, we follow truthfulness, we speak the truth, stay away from lying, and inshallah azawajal, we hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will also be rewarded for this and attain elevated ranks in the hereafter in paradise. We pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty, for the sake of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, make us truthful as well, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
The second caliph of Islam, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu.